This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Union Cabinet has approved two projects of the Ministry of Railways with a total cost of 6,405 crore rupees. These projects include Kodarma-Barkakana doubling and Ballari-Chikjajur doubling rail line. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the Kodarma-Barkakana doubling project of 133 kilometres will provide enhanced connectivity to 938 villages and 15 lakh population.
कोडरमा बरकाकाना डबलिंग 133 किलोमीटर्स ये प्रोजेक्ट 3063 करोड़ का है और ये काफी लॉन्ग डिस्टेंस प्रोजेक्ट है 133 किलोमीटर का है और ये पटना और रांची के बीच में शॉर्टेस्ट लाइन है इसको डबल करने से पटना से रांची के बीच में मूवमेंट काफी स्मूथ हो जाएगा और हजारीबाग छतरा कोडरमा रामगढ़ ये जो जिले हैं इन जिलों को अच्छी कनेक्टिविटी इससे मिलेगी 938 विलेजेस कवर होते हैं और 15 लाख पॉपुलेशन को इसका बेनिफिट मिलता है 17 मेजर ब्रिजेस हैं 180 माइनर ब्रिजेस हैं, 42 फ्लाईओवर्स हैं, 33 अंडरपासेस हैं और 30 मिलियन टन कार्गो इस डबलिंग के बाद में एक्स्ट्रा इस लाइन पे जाएगा
Mr. Vaishnav said the second project, Ballari-Chikjajur doubling line of 185 kilometers, will connect Mangalore port to Secunderabad.
बल्लारी चिकजाजूर ये आंध्र प्रदेश और प्राइमरीली कर्नाटका में ये प्रोजेक्ट है ये भी बहुत लंबा प्रोजेक्ट है 185 किलोमीटर की डबलिंग है ये 3342 करोड़ रुपीस का प्रोजेक्ट है साउथ वेस्टर्न एरिया में मैंगलोर पोर्ट इज द मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेंट पोर्ट इट विल बेसिकली कनेक्ट द हिंटरलैंड एफिशिएंटली विद द मैंगलोर पोर्ट बल्लारी चिकजाजूर दिस मीन्स लॉट ऑफ ट्रैफिक विच कम्स फ्रॉम पार्ट्स ऑफ आंध्रा ऑल द वे अप टू सिकंदराबाद हैदराबाद वहां से एक वेस्ट कोस्ट पे पोर्ट को कनेक्टिविटी मिलेगी सिकंदराबाद हैदराबाद वगैरह एरिया के लिए केवल एक कृष्णापट्टनम पोर्ट अवेलेबल था अभी तक इस लाइन के पूरा होने से मैंगलोर पोर्ट भी अवेलेबल हो जाएगा
Railways Ministry has said that only those users will be able to book online Tatkal tickets through IRCTC website and app from 1st of next month who have authenticated their account with Aadhaar. The step has been taken to ensure fair and transparent access to Tatkal tickets and to safeguard the interest of passengers. Indian Railways has announced key modifications in the Tatkal ticket booking system. According to the new scheme, Aadhaar-based OTP authentication will be mandatory for online Tatkal bookings from 15th of July this year. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav took stern action against officials for providing unsuitable and old trains to BSF personnel going for duty to Kashmir from Tripura. Four officials from the Alipurduar division have been suspended with immediate effect. The suspended officers include three senior section engineers and the coaching depot officer of the Alipurduar division of the Northeast Frontier Railway Zone. Mr. Vaishnav said that the dignity and comfort of security forces are of the utmost priority and that such negligence will not be tolerated at any level. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today discussed further strengthening of India-EU parliamentary ties, building upon shared values of democracy and pluralism with President of European Parliament Roberta Metsola in Brussels. In a social media post after the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said he valued her positive sentiments on advancing India-EU partnership in trade, technology and security. Dr. Jaishankar also met European Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security Maro Sefcovic. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri reviewed the entire gamut of the comprehensive strategic partnership between India and the UAE in a bilateral meeting with UAE's Minister of State for International Cooperation, Reem Al Hashim, in Abu Dhabi yesterday. Discussions focused on expanding the canvas of the multidimensional bilateral partnership in various sectors. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, today said it has mandated a new UPI payment mechanism for all registered intermediaries who collect funds from investors to enhance investor protection and financial transparency within the securities market. Speaking in Mumbai today, SEBI Chief Tuhinkant Pandey announced that the Unified Payments Interface payment mechanism will be implemented from 1st October 2025. In the Cricket World Test Championship final, the match is underway between Australia and South Africa at the Lord's Cricket Ground. Australia were 152 for 5 in 42.2 overs against South Africa when reports last came in. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and elected to bowl first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.